The 8-hour Western Massachusetts Wind Energy Symposium on the campus of the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams is a national study being executed by staff from McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota. The project is coordinated by Rupali Fadke, an associate professor of environmental studies at McAllister.
These studies are being done in areas where wind energy is developed, but we're particularly interested in counties, towns, regions where there may be some wind energy on the landscape, but there are proposals pending or that there's concerns are that there's going to be significantly more development in the future.
The study, paid for by a grant from the National Science Foundation, brought 24 residents of Berkshire and Franklin counties together to discuss their ideas about wind power. Western Massachusetts is one of four areas being studied in the project, along with locations in Wyoming, Michigan, and the North Dakota-Minnesota border. Rupali Fadke says the goal of the project is to learn how individuals in different regions respond to wind power.
We're talking about a range of issues, including the social and economic impact of wind turbines. And our goal is to give these people, these participants, a chance to deeply engage in this issue. So not just read about it in the newspaper, but really have 8 hours of discussion.
The group, which ranged in age from 19 to 78, expressed what they felt were the pros and cons of wind power. Some positive impacts expressed were increased tax revenue, reduction of dependence on fossil fuels, and reduction in air pollution. Cons identified were worries about health impacts, effects on the Berkshire tourism economy, cost, decrease in property value, environmental concerns, and loss of land control. The Berkshire Regional Planning Commission co-sponsored the event. Senior planner Lauren Garrity says the data from the study will help the Planning Commission help work with communities as a technical advisor for potential wind projects.
We are hoping to learn what our residents think about wind, because as technical advisors to our community, we want to know what the residents are talking about, what are they thinking, what are their ideas, what are their concerns, so that we can then go to those communities and help those communities with those ideas and those concerns.
Garrity added that she appreciates the symposium's method of bringing a chosen cross-section of the local community together. She added that at many public forums, discussion often becomes polarizing. The general public was not invited to the event, though one vocal opponent of wind power stood outside on the sidewalk, dressed as a skeleton while handing out flyers.
My name is Marshall Rosenthal. I'm a resident of Savoy, Mass. And as you know, we've been targeted for large build-out in utility-scale wind turbine. I would like to reach the public with this message. And this flyer that I'm distributing discusses the danger, the life-threatening danger of infrasound and low-frequency noise.
Rosenthal's flyers were printed with warnings against the dangers of what's known as wind turbine syndrome, a reference to the supposed ill health effects caused by low-frequency vibrations from nearby wind turbines. As part of the state's clean energy goals, Governor Deval Patrick has pushed for more development of wind energy in the Green Communities Act. Currently, only 46 megawatts of electricity are generated by wind power in Massachusetts, far short of the 250 megawatt goal by 2017 and 2,000 megawatt goal by 2020. Reporting from North Adams for WAMC, I'm Lucas Willard.